The question was asked. We're told in the Medrash that there are these fallen angels. That's a Jewish concept. Really, how are we supposed to deal with that? I want to take a step back for a minute, okay? There are statements that people make that trouble me. People will sometimes say, that's not a Jewish concept. Well, where are you going to use that term? Do you really know? It's very scary to me when people say that. People will sometimes say, in Judaism, we don't have concept A or B or C. And I'm very scared when people say that. Did you really review everything? Are you really confident that concept doesn't exist? And I caution against using such broad terminology. And this is a good example. This is a very good example. I would add that very often the nations learned concepts from us. We have a concept in a way that's kosher and beautiful, and they adapted it. So we have a Shabbos. So the Christians made their Shabbos to the left on a Sunday, and the Muslims did it to the right on a Friday. They took the concept, they changed it. We have fast days, so the Christians took the concept to specific fast days, and the Muslims took the concept to other fast days. I could go on, but I don't want to. I'm saying very often you have concepts which other religions took in different directions. Can I talk to you guys on an advanced level? Yes? So the Medrash says that before we got the Torah, Hashem offered it to other nations, right? You're familiar with that. Mm-hmm. And the Medrash says that over 1,000 years before we got the Torah, Hashem sent prophets offering the Torah. Perhaps close to 2,000 years before we got the Torah, Hashem sent prophets offering the Torah. And so this perhaps explains what Rambam writes. Rambam writes that there are concepts which the world was practicing in one way, and the Torah came and explained to us what's the right way to practice it. As Rambam writes, the idea of Yibum, marrying one's sister-in-law when the brother dies without children, was a concept before Torah. You see it by Aaron Onan. The concept of a firstborn getting a double portion existed before the Torah. And more. You see from Esav, right? Double portion before Torah. Rambam says many concepts of Torah existed before the Torah. And the Torah told us how to do it right. Okay, so we have sacrifices before the Torah. We have the concept of giving a tithe, miser, before the Torah. There are many concepts that predated the Torah. We just said, the Medrash says Hashem offered the Torah to the world before He offered it to us. He sent prophets with the Torah over 1,000 years earlier. So it's understandable that the world took concepts from us. But it goes beyond that. There are stories that we have that the world adapted to their version. We learned the story of Yoshua bin Nun, who killed his own father and went to marry his mother. So the nations developed the story of Oedipus. There are other stories. So when you hear stories and you say in Judaism that doesn't exist, could be you're right. I wouldn't be so quick to say that. So the idea that there are fallen angels appears in the Midrash. The verse says, "Hanefilim ayuvaritz bayamim ahem," and some commentaries say Nephilim were people who were so big and mighty at war that they were given the nickname they are fallen angels. So that's one approach. There weren't angels that fell. There were people who were given that nickname. Just like Og Melech HaBashan was said to be a skyscraper. Our skyscraper appears in Torah, right? Arim b'tzurot b'shamayim. The cities are fortified till the heaven. They're scraping the heaven, right? That's a verse in Torah. Not to be taken literally, right? But there is a medrash about angels that said, Ribono shel olam, what are you doing with man? Look at how bad he is. And the Ribbono Shel Olam said, well, I gave him the evil inclination, the Yetzer Hara. And the angel said, so, let him deal. And God said, if you had the Yetzer Hara, you wouldn't do any better. And the angel said, try us. And so Hashem gave them the test, and they failed miserably. So we do have the concept that angels were knocked down. That's one midrash. There are other midrashim about angels being knocked down. But that's in a nutshell. We do have the concept that angels could be knocked down, that angels could be given the challenges of a human. You see, angels are going up and down a ladder. In Yaakov's dream, you see angels come to visit Avraham Avinu, and then they go to visit Lot. So you certainly find in Torah that angels appear to man, and they certainly sound like they're appearing as mortals, right? Because the people of Sodom ask Lot, who are the people that came to you today? So if the angels that came to Lot did not come in the form of humans, then why did the people of Sodom come to Lot and say, who are those guests that came to you? Certainly sounds like they saw humans entering his house, right? So this idea that angels can take on human form is almost explicit in the verse. Ah, are they fallen? Or are they doing their mission in the form of a human? Whatever. Why is one so different than the other? I'm saying there's an integral difference, but at the end of the day, once the Torah tells us that an angel could show up looking like a man, it's not so far to say that an angel could be knocked off his pedestal, right? It's not a huge difference. Okay.